Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. Today I am with Diane Graman, who is a licensed master's social worker, and she is the area program director for the Alzheimer's Association Mid-South Chapter. Today we're going to talk about people who are caregiving for loved ones that have Alzheimer's and other memory disorders. Mm-hmm. What are some things that the family can do at home to help kind of exercise the mind of their loved one?
Well, Jennifer, activities can be about a variety of different things. They can be about routines, such as chores, household chores, mealtime preparation that center around cooking, setting the table, or even personal hygiene activities such as grooming, being prepared for bathing, combing your hair, and getting dressed. Or they can be creative activities that have to do with painting, singing, playing the piano. They can be intellectually stimulating, such as playing cards, doing crossword puzzles, even reading together. Physical exercise is also thought to be good for the memory as well. So getting out, taking walks, even getting involved with those Wii video games is thought to be very stimulating for the brain.
What are some resources that's available to the family to help with the care of their loved one?
Well, we have several from the Alzheimer's Association. We have a number of support groups in the area that might be very helpful for caregivers to attend once a month. We even have a support group in Rutherford County for early stage patients who are struggling with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. We have the Safe Return Program for those individuals who may have a wandering problem. So it's an ID bracelet or an ID necklace that they wear with a code number, a 1-800 number, and then they're enrolled in our national database system. We also have resource centers throughout Middle Tennessee where we have books and videos, DVDs, and a number of other wonderful materials, brochures, and all kinds of great lists of resources in the area that families can get to help them care for their loved one. And we can sit down with families and talk to them individually in a care consultation to help them plan for the care of their family member.
Are there any facilities or services available for the family where they can take their loved one for the day while they go to work?
Yes, there are a number of adult daycare centers in the area that care for people with dementia or memory loss while their family members work. And of course, there's in-home sitter services that are also available to families.
How would the family go about finding these services?
We have lists of in-home organizations and companies that provide sitter services, and we have lists of adult daycare centers in the area. And so they can just call our office. We can email those lists, fax them, mail them. We have a number of lists of resources in the area.
What are some tips or suggestions that you may have for the families to kind of make things a little easier while they're caring for someone that has a memory disorder?
I would say number one is to be very flexible. What works one day may not work another day. And not to argue with that person. You've got to adapt to their reality. You know, they have one way of thinking about things, and many times if you try to help redirect their thinking, that might be the best way to help manage a disruptive behavior. We have a wonderful book here called the Coach Broyles Playbook that helps families with communication tips and behavior management techniques that really help them deal with a person that may be undergoing some difficult times with their family member. And I would also say to break down tasks into very, very small steps. Everything sort of slows down for them. It takes a longer time for them to process information. So it's important to speak slower so that they can understand what you're saying. Their brain, like a computer, has a slower processor. And so to break down directions or steps, things that you'd like for them to do into very small increments is more helpful to them so that they can understand what you would like for them to do.
thank you so much for sitting down with me and talking with me and giving us some really useful, helpful information.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.